This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Cindy Canty. Imagine if you were homeless and you were about to spend several months in a shelter or another residence. You probably wouldn't want to stay in a place with dirty windows, stained mattresses, and used beds from a prison. Instead, how about freshly painted walls, curtains, and maybe homemade bedspreads? Stateside's Kyle Norris tells us about one local woman who thinks a beautiful physical space is crucial to helping people make dramatic changes in their lives.
It started with a phone call about 8 years ago. Back then, Terry Grail was an interior designer with her own business. She got a call from a homeless shelter, from someone asking if she'd be willing to volunteer a little time and maybe paint a wall. Grail wasn't really feeling it, but she decided to swing by the shelter and check out a space where women and their kids lived for up to a year as they made big changes in their lives. The shelter's director walked Grail up the stairs into the women's dorm.
It was really horrific. I mean, that's how I felt, and I saw everything was broken.
The room was filled with used bunk beds that came from a prison.
And everything was chipping. The paint, the windows were painted this brown, horrible brown color. The windows were dirty. And I always say that the windows and doors are the eyes and ears to a home. And there was 15 prison beds, 4 cribs, all duct taped up. Even the lights from the ceiling were falling down.
She says the women were sleeping with used bedspreads from a nursing home. Grail was overwhelmed because this place needed a lot of help. And as a mother of 4 kids, she didn't have any cash. So she forgot about it for a week. And then she looked at some pictures she had taken when she visited the shelter. And amongst the stained mattresses was something that caught her eye, a white pillow with polka dots.
And I heard, "Trust me." And I knew without a doubt that was God saying, "You need to do this." And no one was around. I just put my hand up in the air and said, "I'll do it." And I had no clue how I was going to do it. I just literally took that leap of faith.
She met with women from the shelter to get their feedback. And she spent hours listening to them and learning about their stories and their struggles. And Grail says she started to cry.
When you sit with women for hours and have to look in people's eyes, how can it not go back to looking at your own life? You know, I went back to the childhood. I mean, obviously I didn't want to think about those things anymore, but grew up with any money. It was the food stamps, moving 12.
Grail's family eventually moved into a worn-down house that the church gave them, with weeds and tires in the front yard. And she remembers her mom painted the walls, fixed up the house, and made curtains and clothes on her sewing machine.
And I think that restoration of the house, I know now as an adult that she was restoring herself, you know, and I felt all that growing up, and that represented hope.
Ladies.
We are at a women and family treatment and shelter at Detroit Rescue Mission Ministries. The women have lived in drug houses or abandoned buildings or jail before coming here. And they're at the shelter, sometimes with their children, for treatment and transitional housing. Up on the top floor, everything reeks of fresh paint. The long hallway has just been painted sky blue by Niles Industrial Coatings. It's a professional paint company that donates its services and products.
The doors are like an apple green from the 50s. And those are going to be painted a vintage 50s aluminum screen door on top of that.
Wait, what do you mean there's going to be a door painted on
it? Another screen door that's going to be painted right on top of that door, so it looks like their own little apartment.
Oh, that's clever. A screen door painted on top of the literal door.
Yes, it's all the visual and imagination.
A church in Taylor is making curtains for all the rooms, and an artist will paint murals on the walls. The shelter is also getting a new sewing room and new floors and new ceiling fans. And Grail made all of those things happen through her nonprofit called Enchanted Makeovers. On the third floor, there are 20 dorm rooms for the women and kids. The rooms have been painted lemon drop yellow and a very Pepto-Bismol pink. Carol Buford is a resident of a pink room. She says it feels like the place is coming alive.
Well, before, there was a lot of writing on the walls. You can tell that maybe a kid was in here because it was a lot of scribbling and everything. And now it's just gorgeous. I love it.
Buford says she feels better because it's brighter and cleaner. She says when she sees all the volunteers who've helped with the makeover, she realizes a lot of people care.
For me, that's a great thing, because I've always felt like I was alone. Now I feel like I'm not. Now I feel like a part of something.
A symphony of volunteers and businesses help with these large-scale makeovers. And it's been an epic and not easy journey for Terry Grail to make these projects happen. She's roped in countless volunteers and gotten businesses to donate hundreds of thousands of dollars in products and services. Everyone at Enchanted Makeovers is a volunteer, including Grail, who runs the nonprofit during the day. To earn a living, she cleans toilets at night. And all those volunteers have transformed this space into something beautiful. Judith Strong says she's here for recovery.
It's like a warming feeling to see all of this new painting and stuff going on. And then with the women here, it makes us feel more at home, comfortable, safe.
You said it was a warming feeling. Can you describe that?
Can you imagine being at grandma's house when you go for the holidays or something? There you go.
She also says having her own space helps her keep a clear mind and feel peaceful and joyful. And designer Terry Grail says ultimately what she does is not about interior design, but using creativity to help people rediscover a sense of self-worth, especially people who may be going through one of the roughest times in their life. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris.